Recent word that an internationally known chef will be coming back to Rochester should benefit this area in a number of ways. That's what some local bloggers and food writers think, as WXXI's Randy Gorman explains.
Leah Stacey is an associate producer of the Rochester Cocktail Revival and is also active on social media talking about the local food scene. She's thrilled about the news that WXXI first reported last weekend that Michelin star chef Richard Reddington will be opening a restaurant in Rochester at the former Two Vine spot on Winthrop Street in the East End.
He obviously is a name, again, a lot of especially younger chefs look to when they're building their careers. And so for him to say Rochester and the Finger Lakes is worth it, that's going to cause some people to, you know, stop and take a look at what's going on here. And that's exactly why I'm excited about this.
Both Stacey and another local food blogger, Chris Clemens, are hopeful that having someone of Reddington's stature will provide another point of interest for young people who either had moved away from the area and are considering coming back here or just want to stay in town.
I totally think over the next handful of years that we're going to see more and more people recognizing Rochester for all the things that we already love about it. And if they're not going to move here, at the very least, I think it's going to start bringing in visitors.
Reddington now runs a restaurant in California's Napa Valley. When his new Rochester restaurant opens next year, he'll split his time between this area and California. Reddington has local ties. He graduated from Pittsford Sutherland High School. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.